I'd like to learn together a beautiful piece of Yismach Yisrael in his writings on Shvuas Osir Aleph on page 23, where he discusses the relationship between Talmud Torah and Asiyas HaMitzvos. He begins by quoting a Gemara in Kedushin on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, where the Gemara discusses which is considered greater. Is Talmud greater than Masa, or is Masa greater than Talmud? The Gemara there says that Ritarfon held that Masa is greater than Talmud, better the performance of mitzvos than the study of mitzvos, than the study of Torah. Rabbi Akiva was of a dissenting opinion that Talmud is greater. And then the Gemara says, and that's the line that he quotes here, Nenu kulam va'amru Talmud gadol shemevi lidei Masa. Talmud is in fact greater. The Beis Medrash responded that Talmud is considered greater, study is greater, not as an independent act, but as a stepping stone, as a mechanism by which one comes to the performance of mitzvah. So Talmud gadol shemevi lidei Masa. Study is so great because it allows for the performance of mitzvahs. The question is exactly what does that mean? If the tachlis is to do the mitzvahs, then seemingly the performance of the mitzvahs is the ikar, that's the goal, that's the tachlis. Our sages have worked diligently to try to make sense of this Maimar Chazal. And as we just said a moment ago, if the tachlis, if the purpose is to come to action, to observance of mitzvahs, so then that's the goal, that's the ikar. That should be considered gadol, because that's what we're striving for. It would be strange to say that the first step in a series of steps that lead to the accomplishment of some difficult task, we would say that the first step is the most important step. Obviously, it's a necessary step, but the goal is to achieve the final goal of whatever it is that you're striving for. Perhaps we could explain, based on a yesod that we've discussed on other occasions, Shekoach kedushas diver torasinu hakedosha behamitzvah shenitzavinu, poelim umekashrim osanu, umechabrim osanu lakadosh baruch hu. There's a very basic question we have to think about as human beings, specifically as Jews. How is it possible for us to do mitzvahs? How can Basar V'dam, a man of flesh and blood, a human being, attach himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How can I do something for Hashem? And he explains that the Torah HaKadosha, by commanding us in the mitzvah, that creates the possibility, the reality, by which we can attach ourselves to Hashem and actually do the mitzvah. Kaperish mitzvah milashon tzavsa. In fact, as the Svarim HaKadoshim explain, the word mitzvah is a lashon of tzavsa, which means attachment or companionship, that we're able to consider ourselves kiviyachal Hashem's companion, and we're able to attach ourselves to Hashem through the performance of mitzvos, but only because we first find it written in the Torah. Shenasim mechubarim mechusharim lakadosh baruch hu bechevel nachalasam. I'm paraphrasing the pasuk in Parshas Hazino, ki chelak Hashem amo Yaakov chevel nachalaso. Chevel nachalaso doesn't only mean the pasuk pshat that Yaakov Avinu is the measure of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nachla, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's portion, but rather like a chevel, like a rope, that we rope ourselves into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we attach ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the performance of mitzvahs. And again, the heter, if you will, to perform a mitzvah, is only through the fact that it's written in the Torah. V'zehu perish divrei Zohar Kadosh, and this is what the Zohar means in Parshas Achrei Mos, when the Zohar says that O'Raisa v'Yisrael v'kutcha b'richu kulachad, that the Torah and the Jewish people and HaKadosh Baruch Hu are connected with an inextricable oneness. Right? The three-ply cord is not easily severed. So the ultimate three-ply cord, kiviyachol, is the Torah and Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That each one of them is intimately connected to the other, and kul achad, it's all one inyan. Hainu, da ha-Torah ha-kadosha mechaberes osanu le-HaKadosh Baruch Hu, va'al yada anu ba'im lidei maisa ha-mitzvos. That the Torah serves to attach us to Hashem, and through the Torah, we're able to perform mitzvos. Again, what does that mean? Without it, it would be impossible. For again, a human being of flesh and blood, who's karetz michomer, made of raw physicality, it would be impossible for us, human beings, to dare to try to approach Hashem. I shared in a drasha over the course of Shavuos, an amazing line that we find in the Sefer Haredim, in the 66th chapter, I believe it's Os Kof, where the Sefer Haredim says that this world is like a raging ocean, and the only way for us to make our way through, so to speak, is by clinging to the Torah. Imagine a person who is shipwrecked and thrown overboard, and you want to not drown. Whereas Rabbeinu Bachai explains in Parshas Maaseh that the very word Teva, which of course means nature, also is a lashon of litboa, which means to drown. And the only way that we can survive, so to speak, the raging rivers of this world, is by attaching ourselves, and this is what the Shem Yishmuel writes in Parshas Bereishis, to attach ourselves to something which is lamala min hateva. And that, of course, is the Torah. Chazal basically say this explicitly in a medrash in Parshas Shlach, in the Medrash Rabbah, where it describes the tzitzis almost as being ropes that are attaching us to Hashem. Medrash gives a mashal of a person who, again, is thrown overboard, and the kabarnit, the captain of the ship, lowers down a rope and says, cling to this rope, and you'll be able to survive. Or, in the mashal of Rav Chaim Volozhiner, again, imagine a person at sea, shipwrecked, the boat is shattered into small pieces, and a person is now clutching a single piece of wood from his broken boat, trying to stay afloat. Rav Chaim Volozhiner said, that's the pshat in Eitz Chaim Hi L'machazikim Ba. We have to hold on to that Torah to keep us alive, to keep us afloat. So therefore, we have a Kodesh Baruch Hu, who, so to speak, represents the highest realms, and we have us, Basar V'dam, Adam Yisodom E'afar V'sofa La'afar, representing the most simplistic lower realms. So how on earth are we going to connect ourselves to Hashem? And the answer is through the Torah. It's the Torah that serves as the basis, granting us, again, permission, as it were, to do mitzvahs. V'lachein anu omrim kodem kol mitzvah ha-pasuk me'ha-mitzvah. So it continues the Yismach Yisrael. Therefore, before we perform a mitzvah, many have a practice to recite the psukim that correspond to that mitzvah. Is that just a way of having kavanah? Because mitzvah svirchas kavanah, ideally, it's more than that. He explains, kamo kodem sviras ha-omer, like in the L'shem Yichud, and the Hinn L'muchan that a person recites before counting omer or before hanachas tefillin. Why do we recite the psukim that in fact teach us the mitzvah that we're about to perform? The answer is, Sha'al Yedei Amiras HaMitzvah Sa'aseh Shabbat Torah, by mentioning the holy words of the Torah that teach us, that inform us of that mitzvah, Bekoach Kedushasa is the sanctity of the Torah by which Anachnu Ba'im Lasos HaMitzvah. We are then able to imagine a possibility that we, as simple human beings, could in fact do a mitzvah that would somehow be meaningful to the Creator of the world. V'zeo Perash HaGemara. And now we understand the Gemara that we started with. What does it mean that Talmud is greater? That they spoke up in the Beis Medrash, siding with Rabbi Akiva, that Talmud Gadol Shemevi Lidei Maisa. Explains the Yismach Yisrael, Sha Talmud Gufa Hu Mitzvah Saseh V'Shinantam. Talmud itself, the study of Torah, is itself a Torah. One has to obviously learn it in order to teach it. It should be Shinantam, it should be sharp on our lips, and of course to transmit it to our children, as the Pesukim there describe in Shema. V'Hagisa Bo Yom V'Laila, or the Pasuk Sefer Yoshua in the first parak, the obligation to study Torah day and night, one of the six questions we know that we're asked when we come to the Olam HaEmes, the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Lamed Aleph, is Kavate Itim LaTorah. The Marshal in that Gemara comments, why is it Itim in the plural? Why is it Itim? So the Marshal answers based on a halach in Yoradei and Hilchos Talmud Torah, where the Shulchan Aruch paskins that everyone has to be Koveya, an ace by day and an ace at night, a time period by day and a time period at night for the study of Torah. And what is the source for that? It's our pasuk, V'hagisa bo yom v'layla, this pasuk in Sefer Yoshua. Interesting, there's a machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch and the Vilna Gaon, whether or not one recites Birchas HaTorah simply by thinking Torah. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that a person who's maharher b'divrei Torah does not recite a Birchas HaTorah. Obviously, all would agree that ideally a person, when one's learning, recites the words of Torah. There's a Gemara in Maseches Eiruvin, to that effect, where the Gemara in Erevin says, on the words Chaim Heim Lemotzeihem, so the Gemara darshins Chaim Heim Lemotzeihem Bapeh, right, that it grants life, Torah grants life to those who express the words outwardly, not just to think words of Torah, but to say words of Torah. And therefore the Shulchan Aruch actually rules that you don't make a bracha unless you recite words of Torah. The Vilna Gaon, in his Bir HaGra over there in Hilchas Birchas HaTorah, I believe it's Simon Mem Zayin, disagrees and says, V'hagisa. No, V'hagisa is a lashon of Hegyon Halev, the contemplations of the mind or of the heart. And therefore, one would recite a Birchas HaTorah even for thinking words of Torah. So we see, again, clearly, coming back to our point, says the Yismach Yisrael, that there's a mitzvah of learning Torah. U'milvad zeh halimud mevi osanu. Shal yedei halimud hazeh nuchal achar kach lasos maitza mitzvos bepoel. But the study of Torah, in addition to being an independent mitzvah, the study of Torah not only informs us what we're supposed to do, but it becomes the means of connection by which we're then able to do what we're supposed to do. Mashallah haya efsharus bilada, that which would be otherwise impossible to do if not for, again, the Kedusha of the Torah connecting us to Hashem. Where do we see a failure, a tragic example, albeit a very holy, but failed and tragic example of this? This is, in fact, what happened in the tragic death of Nadav and Avihu, the children of Aaron. By bringing a carbon that was not commanded of them, in other words, by doing some type of mitzvah, which wasn't really a mitzvah because it wasn't rooted in the Tzivoy Hashem, the Dvar Hashem, there was no pasuk telling them to do so. And again, let's be very clear, they died a very holy death. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh says that they died a Misas Neshika, their souls left their body in a very spiritual way of Dveikas by Hashem, but that was exactly the Maila of what they did and the failure of what they did. Because they didn't have that rope connecting the upper realms and the lower realms, so by choosing to attach themselves to Hashem, there was no means of getting back down to this world. And that's why they died the very holy but tragic death that they did. They didn't have a pasuk in which to ground themselves, granting them permission. And therefore it was a ish zara, asher lo tziva Hashem. Ki lo nitztavu al ze rak me'atzvam. Because it was their own chiddush in terms of a mitzvah. This is also perhaps why the Torah warns us so seriously to be careful not to add on to mitzvahs and not to subtract to mitzvahs. The mitzvahs are very precisely given to us, and it's again through the mitzvahs that we're able to interact with Hashem, to have a true mamish, a true encounter with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, a face-to-face encounter with Hashem, and yet at the same time, v'chai behem, to survive. Ki lo yireni adam v'chai, because we could not see Hashem and live if not for the permission granted to us, again, through the giving of the Torah. V'zehu bilti efshari b'basar v'adam shi'igash me'atzmo la'asos shum davar l'melech malchayim lachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's not, again, allowed for us. Again, we're allowed, Chazal have the ability, using the Torah as its springboard, to be mechadesh, to add mitzvos d'rabbanan. And how that works is obviously a delicate matter. Gzeiros, siyagim. Obviously, again, it's all within the framework of the Yud Gimel Midos Shatorah and the Dresses Behen, and a special permission that itself was granted to the Chachamim in Parsha Shoftim. But if not for that, again, to be Machadesh and independent of Oda, to go into Kodesh Kadashim, whatever it is exactly that Nadav and Avihu did, Asher Lotziva Hashem, that is simply not allowed. Ki mi yechaber hagush afar im aruchani. Because who could have, again, the confidence or the audacity, if you will, to try to attach a clump of dirt, literally? That's what we are. Scary to think about. But who could attach a clump of dirt to something spiritual? Again, all the more so if the something spiritual is HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Ubeprat im ha'ein sof belo emtsa'us ha'torah ha'kadosha. To attach to anything spiritual would be an impossibility, all the more so to try to attach to the infinite God without the permission of the Torah and without the sanctity of the Torah giving us, serving as that mamutza, serving as that emtsa'i, serving as that, again, rope, which allows us to attach ourselves to Hashem, then without that, it would be an impossibility to have a healthy experience of Dveikus v'Hashem. K'mamareinu la'el, as we've explained above, u'muva b'svar makadoshim, divrei ha'zohar kadosh, and again, this is the intent of the Zohar when it says that there are three things connected to each other, tlus, kshurin, inun, kutshabrichu, or reisav Yisrael, the three that are attached to each other, Hashem, His Torah, and the Jewish people. Again, the way that Yismach Yisrael is explaining it is that Hashem is above, Klal Yisrael are the ambassadors of Hashem down below, and it's through our permission and study of Torah that we're able to actually come to do the mitzvahs. So yes, Gadol, Talmud Gadol, Shemevi Lidei Maisa, greatest Torah study, not only because, again, it teaches us what to do, but we could never have the audacity to do anything in the service of Hashem without the awesome reshus that is granted to us by the Torah. So this is definitely something for us to try to hold on to as we come back to our homes and come back to our tents, like it says in Devarim Perakei, Shuvah Lachem La'aleichem. Hashem told Klal Yisrael after Kabbalah Satorah, go back to your tents. And of course, while they lived in physical tents, the image of an oel is often used in Chazal, as we see from Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov Ishtam Yoshev Oelim, as coming back to the tent of Torah. So even though we're returning to our houses from Har Sinai, so to speak, we should make sure that our homes are filled with the study of Torah and the practice of Torah, and Amir Tzah Hashem will be able to maintain the connection that we felt to HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the course of this very beautiful Yom Tov.